God sent peace. And let them find grace in the heart of God, and mercy instead of hatred, and confusion, and evil working. God bless them, the Lord. God, it seems like such a hard time in this world. God, people, somebody getting harder and harder. But God, we know you can soften the heart, soften the mind, Lord, and break the bondage of sin, the stronghold the devil has upon people. God, be blessed. Be blessed, Lord. Our families and loved ones. All our families, God. Families and friends. Neighbors, God, be blessed, Lord. Help us to be a blessing to you, God. God's requests have been given, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Help us this day. God, we thank you, Lord. Praise you. God, we pray that everything will work out just right for her, God. She'll be around a while longer, Lord, sing the songs and sign and teach and testify and learn. Maybe God bless you and stand. John, carry on. Lord, we know there's a place they can get and they can be standing on solid ground. God, do bless us. Rob, praying for us tomorrow. We got family reunion tomorrow for Huffy the Grove Church in Laurel Hill. Y'all be praying for us. I tell you, the devil, he don't mind sticking his nose in anywhere he can. In church, in family, anytime, you know, any place, it don't matter. But you can't let the devil have a victory. Stomp him in the head. Praise the Lord. Put him under your feet. Amen. Jesus, all things is under his feet. If you got Jesus, he should be under your feet too. Amen. You don't let your problems stand on you. Don't let the devil stand on you. Stand on them. Amen. Keep the love of God and the grace of God in your heart. And it makes things a whole lot easier. What page you got, Sister Pam?
338 in Hymns of the Spirit. And 337.
Which one?
337 in the Hymns of the Spirit.
And 338 in the church hymn? Mm-hmm. 337 and 338.
Church, yeah.
Yes.
some of them have different verses. So.
Okay, hold on. I'm in 13. Where do I need to go again?
371.
Okay. 371. Oh, she said, honey, you rocked my brother. I was like, oh.
371 in the church, Amber.
It's like hugging a rock, oh Lord. We don't know that one.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I don't know that one.
It makes a difference which book you're in, because some of them have a short version and some of them have a long version of the same song. 371 in the church hymn.
Okay.
I don't know the name of some of them delicacies. But if that's all you're taking in, you're going to die the death that's going to carry you to a world of eternal fire and damnation. I'd rather eat peanut butter jelly sandwiches, banana sandwiches, and have the Word of God go to heaven. Sister, Heather, they're going to be angel food in heaven. Praise the Lord. See, we're going to be made like unto the angels. So what we eat is going to be angel food. Praise the Lord. I'll be eating off the Lord's table then. Praise the Lord. What page you got, Sister Pam?
388.
That same book. 388.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. That wasn't too bad. Pretty good. She's the little lady. She calls once in a while. She's been sending money to the church and all. And she's a blessing of a little lady. She a lot of times it seems like people are real little in stature, and she's one of them. She's real small in stature, but she's got a mighty big heart. She's kind of like Anita. Y'all keep praying for her too. Pray for Miss Joan too. She's such a big blessing. I think she told Pam one time, said, y'all could come up here and stay with me. She loves Sister Pam. Praise the Lord. Preacher Klein out there at the school back years ago, he told Amy back years ago when she was still little, she said, if they don't send you to college and get you a new car and help you out and all that, said, you come, you stay with me and the missus, and we'll send you to college and get you a new car.
The Lord
make a way now. He'll make a way. I tell you, there's
temporary
adoption. There's different ways when it comes to the Lord. I mean, you know, He's got different ways to bless you. But He blessed her to stay right there at the house and go to college and everything. So y'all be praying for the Lord bless her. Guide her and lead her right on. You have to follow the Lord no matter what you do, no matter how old you get.
That's right.
Amen. When you're serving the Lord. I think Sister Peggy's been saved about 60 years now. And she,
I'm saved when I was 21.
She can tell you that you got to obey the Lord and follow the Lord. You see, it don't make no difference how old you get. You still have to follow the Lord. I think Enoch was 400 years old when God took him. 300. He was 300-some years old. I tell you, you served God for 200, 300 years if he let you live that long. Mm-hmm. And you still got to follow him. Walk with him. Talk to him. Amen. Serve him. Pray and be a blessing to this world. Amen. We're supposed to be a blessing to this lost and dying world. That's right. All right, y'all be praying for me. Lord bless you. Yeah.
I appreciate the Lord. I don't do much in the way of, I ain't never one that said, well, I'm grown. I make TV and I do what I want to. The worst I do is eat gummy worms. No, y'all know that. That's the worst thing I do. So I'm kind of reverberating back to my youth a little bit. But anyway, I appreciate the Lord. That's what I need most, you know. Still going, not officially graduated from one and just going right back to another, you know. But you need all the prayers you can give for the life decisions and things like college and stuff and what you're going to do. That stuff you really have to let the Lord lead you in, because if you don't, you get yourself in a mess. And it's been a blessing I've made it this far. I couldn't have done that without the help of the Lord. You know, sometimes people are fortunate to have opportunities and not have to worry about what they want to do. They can just go and keep going. But the Lord's really helped me with things to get where I am today, so I appreciate him for that. And I appreciate the prayers thus far, because I know somebody's praying for me. But I still need you to keep praying. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 2. We'll start from verse 4. Y'all pray for me tonight and help me out. Lord, tell me what to do and what to say. That's Luke chapter 2. And start with verse 4. Can you find it if you would say amen?
Amen.
Luke chapter 2 and verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, and the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now I'm going to skip down to verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, if you will, flip over to the same book, chapter 23, and verse 44. That's Luke, chapter 23, and verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw that this was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that site, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all of his acquaintance and all the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. You may be sitting, thinking of those that stand. Now, I'm going to try to preach what the Lord told me to preach to y'all. Help me. Back me up. Pray for me. He came, Sister Dana, with a purpose. It started many, many years before he was even really thought of. When Adam and Eve first sinned in the garden, God said, well, there's got to be a Savior. Mm-hmm. It's got to be somebody that can come and fix, make a way out for people for what Adam and Eve done. So there's got to be some solution to this problem, you know. And it didn't do away with sin when he come, but it gave us a way to get free from sin. That was the point. Adam and Eve gave us bondage. Jesus gave us freedom from that bondage. So back then, God wasn't talking about sending Jesus to die. He wasn't talking about Jesus being born of a virgin. He wasn't talking about Jesus coming to houses ever, because at the time, it wasn't needed for him to come. If everything would have went according to plan, Jesus would have never been born on this earth, and he would have never died. If it went according to plan, but it didn't, Sister Ethel. It all got all messed up, Sister. The Lord had a straight and narrow way that he wanted him to walk in. If they'd have done just like he said, we wouldn't be where we are today. But as soon as Adam ate that apple, sin entered in the world. There had to be a plan. Something had to happen. It had to be a new plan, Sister Dina. And from that moment on, all the way down through the generations, God began setting up people to be the lineage of Jesus Christ, to be the ancestors. He brought in David. He brought in Solomon. He brought in Solomon's children and their children and their children. And even though Joseph didn't father Jesus, he was still of the line of David. He was still of David's lineage, Brother Tony. So even though all of it had come down to a plan. Now help me pray for me. I'll fix and get somewhere. It all come down to a plan. All those years, Sister Dina, he was living to die. All those years, it was going from the generation to the generation. The plan was in motion. All those years, it was coming down, Sister B. The plan was in motion. Everybody had to do just like they were supposed to do. If they followed God, they'd have done just like they're supposed to do, and the plan was in motion. And when he was born, all his life was preparing him for that moment when he would die. All the way from the time of Adam and Eve, all the way down. There was a purpose, Sister B. He had to fulfill that purpose. If he wouldn't have died on that cross, Sister Lisa, we wouldn't be here today. And it's kept going. Ever since what Adam and Eve doing, it's kept going. Jesus died, and now the plan's changed, and we have a way out of sin. We have a way to have repentance for sin, a freedom from that sin. And it keeps on going. There's a purpose for everything, Sister Dana. Nothing happens that there's no purpose for. Ever since Adam and Eve, the Lord said there's got to be something done. We got to put a lineage here. We got to put somebody here with a pure bloodline. We got to let it keep going. Ruth has got to marry Boaz. They've got to have a son. We got to keep going and keep going until we can create a way, a solution to the problem. So, Sedina, whatever it is, every Christian's life, nothing happens for no reason. There is nothing, Sister Ethel, that ever happened to you that's not for a plan and a purpose. Every single trial, every single problem has got a solution, but it's got to happen just like the Lord says. It's got to happen. Jesus said, Lord, if there's any way that I can get out of this, if there's any way you can send another solution, I'll do it. But if it's not my will, Lord, let your will be done. So today, if one person makes it because of what you went through, everything you went through is worth it. Jesus asked him to and looked up at him and he said, I see now what I didn't see before. And Jesus said, all I've been through, if it don't go no further than this, it's worth it. So today there's a purpose for what you go through. There's a plan. There's a reason it happens. I don't believe in coincidences, and you won't never hear me say that was a coincidence. I told my coworker the other week, I said, I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. The Lord didn't set this world in motion by chance. That's a theory of evolution. Evolution said everything happened by chance, and that's what a coincidence is. Something that happened by chance. That's just another theory of evolution. Don't say no more. It was a coincidence. There's a plan. There's a purpose. Everything you go through, everything that happens, there's a plan and there's a purpose. It don't happen for no reason, Sister Dana. The Lord don't let you go through trials and tribulations and face problems
and be up all night crying and praying and begging for God to help you and for God to help somebody else for no reason. There's a purpose.
Yes, God.
If you have to go to a Calvary and die, there's a purpose. If you could have one soldier, just one little bitty centurion, and just in the middle of the passage, he wasn't nobody special. He just happened to look up and he said, "What I saw made me believe." And that was the hope. And there wouldn't have been nobody else. That was a good enough purpose. Sister Lexi, you may have to toll, but if you can't get but none but one of your sisters and brothers in, it's worth all that toll. So today, if not but one of your children makes it because of you, it's worth that toll. It's worth it. Look at it. If Jesus would have went back and said, "Well, Lord, I believe there's another way we can do this," you never got saved. It's gone on and on and on. That centurion told somebody about Jesus. And the person they told somebody about Jesus. And then somebody else, and this went generation after generation. Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, and it's still going on and on and on. You're saved today because of decisions he made, because he kept going when it was in the middle of the night, and it was hard to go on, and it was hard to fight. He kept going. You're here today because of decisions he made way back then. And if you keep going, and the world stands somewhere 200 years down the road, somebody will still be going because you kept going. If you hang on and make it, somebody will follow you and walk right into heaven behind you. If you keep going on, Jesus said, if it's just one, it's worth all the heartache and all the toil. If it's just one, we small, and we have many preachers come out of us in the last year since we've been over here. Just one. Just one. Sister Ethel. If y'all had kept doing what y'all doing at the old church, Sister Lisa, if you had to talk me in Sunday school, if you had to kept bringing me, if you had Grandma Peggy hadn't kept talking to me and taught me all she did, then you had the guy who started teaching me things, you might not could have said, we hadn't got many, but at least we got one. I'm going to tell you something. You, Sister Dina, if you had, I'll tell you what, if the Lord tells you right to sit right there and I'll never get up no more, but it causes one to get saved, it'll be worth doing it for 40 years if you just sit right there and get somebody in. That's like that man at the store. The Lord told him, said, go outside the store and stand on your head. Seemed like an odd request. Stand on your head. He said, Lord, I ain't no gymnast. I can't stand on my head. The Lord said, I'll help you do it. Stand on your head. Man driving by said, Lord, if you'll let me see a man standing on his head, I'll give in and I'll get saved. He pulled right in the parking lot. He said, I don't know who you are. But the Lord said, if I saw a man standing on his head, I'd get saved and pray right there with you. It's worth it, Sister Dina. Sometimes we look like fools because of the things we have to do. Sometimes we look like fools because of things we don't have, we can't do. Sometimes it's hard, Sister, being ridiculed and being put to the side and being denied things. I told another week, I said, if y'all gonna do that, you can do that without me because I'm not doing that. I'm not going there and I'm not gonna be like that because it's worth it, Sister Ethel. Not have to feel the guilt, not have to feel the pain and still have my Jesus on my side. And if it brings one person in, not having to do it, choosing not to do it and not going that way, Brother Tony, it's worth it. The other girl we was talking about, RCC requires you to have your CNAs before you can get your RN. Most nursing programs don't require that. So I was emailing instructors and people at RCC because I'm applying to go to RCC. Nursing, I've got 6 classes away from being a nurse. But now I've got all these CNA and stuff, you know. So anyway, y'all pray about that situation. But anyway, we was looking at CNA classes to take, but you know, I work full time. And I can afford not to work. And I'm too used to working not to work. I mean, you know, I've been working since I was 16. Well, since I was 15, but officially when I was 16. I started playing tulips when I was 15. But I started working at a daycare when I was 16. So I'm used to working. I grew up working. You know, that is, I can't not work. So we was looking at taking the hybrid CNA classes, which means partially online, partially in the classroom. And it was supposed to be hybrid to evening. But turns out the class was every other weekend on Saturdays and Sundays. I've been in college for 4 years. I ain't never heard of a class being on Sunday. I was plumb upset. I was like, what's going on? And I told my friend, she's wanting to go. She's wanting to do this, that, that, and she's never been in college. She got married. She had babies. And I was going to college. So I told her, I said, well, I'll help you out all I can. I'll tell you the ropes, what to do. You know, because it's hard if you don't know what to do. And I went in it not knowing what to do. So I learned from my mistakes, and I told her I'd help her. Well, I was looking at the class times for the CNA. I said, well, I can't do this. And I passed the computer to her. I said, I'm not going to do this. She said, oh, we can't do that. She said, because you can't go on Sundays. So that means I'm not going either. Now, she believes in buying on Sunday, and she believes in going to class on Sunday. But since I can't do it on Sunday, she's not going to do it on Sunday. Now, she could go on and get her CNAs, Sister Lisa, go on and get her RNs next year and be an RN. But because I can't do it, she's not going to do it. If you can gain one, Sister B, just one. I told her, I said, the Bible says the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I said, no, I can't. She said, well, I can't do it neither. So, you know, and it may be loyalty to me, but I tell you what it's doing. It's getting it in, Sister. Like I said, it may just be a seed at the time, but it's worth it. Whatever we do for Jesus, whatever we go through for Jesus, is worth it. I tell you what, I always had a wish when I first got saved to be, and I know this sounds terrible, but to be, I hold the Bible to the highest respect. That's why it doesn't touch the floor. I hold it to the highest respect. I don't throw songbooks away. I can't, because I feel like those are words inspired by God. And just anything inspired by God, anything with scripture in it, shouldn't be on, this is my conviction, shouldn't be on the floor, should be respect, shouldn't be thrown away. I don't even throw away Sunday school books. That's me. That's just me. That's the way I am. So, I hold this book to that respect, you know. And that's why when things and situations come up and things happen, you know, when the Lord asks you to do something, when the Lord tells you to do something, we hold that to the highest respect. And I always wanted to be a martyr, because it says in the Revelations that there'll be those that died for Jesus. And I said, well, I could be in the Bible if I was a martyr. You know, when I first got saved, I was like, what, about 10? What if I was 10? I said, I could be in the Bible. You know, I could be in the Bible if I was killed for Jesus, you know. So, but I feel like that when you're a child, you do. So, and you know, some people have that childlike faces. They'll just do anything he tells them. Just do anything. And we got to be like that. He says, you know, you got to become as a child, you know. But I appreciate the Lord. I know things are difficult and tough. This is a bad world we live in now. Yes. It's bad. And it's going to get to the point where it's going to be hard to be like we are. You know, they get where they're cutting out skirts and things are not decent. You can't hardly find nothing to change. I can wear 3 or 4 short shirts under to get it straightened out. I mean, you know, it's just, it's terrible. But we had the turmoil, it's worth it. It's worth it. I appreciate the Lord, and I certainly appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank the Lord for the word of God. You'll appreciate that.